Well, it's just pretty exciting to watch them come out because the plans have been in the making for several weeks, almost a couple of months. And the public dialogue that we helped run across the government was public input into the development of those plans. So since they've come out, it's an opportunity for us to kind of step back, see what the plans look like, and how they're going to achieve these critical goals of participation, collaboration, transparency, and innovation. That's the whole purpose of the drill. It's not just to produce the plan, get a check mark, go green with a green score. It's how have you taken this public input and demonstrated that you've really thought carefully about some of those key process changes.
And still a lot of frustration out there about the Paperwork Reduction Act, even w though the Office of Management and Budget had come out and tried to clarify that to some degree. Still, that feels to a lot of folks out there that this keeps them back from doing a lot of the stuff that they'd really like to do.
Yeah, and I think we're still navigating that space. A lot of the Web 2.0 social media tools obviously have come about since the passage of the Paperwork Reduction Act. And
I actually printed it out. 1981, it came back before most of us even had emails, for goodness sakes.
That's right. And so we have to go through this evolution of trying to look at the policy and determining how does it apply to these new environments that we're in now. And the dialogue space is a good example. If I'm running a dialogue and I'm getting general public commentary and input on things, OMB's sort of taking the position that it's not the they can relax the rules on it's a survey, the questions have to be vetted, the process has to go through an approval. But when we get into, I think, our challenge area or problem specific problem solving areas where the agency is collecting input, which it's then using as fodder for redesigning policies and redesigning processes, that's more of a input into the actual decision-making process. And that requires a bit of a trail, and it requires, I think, thinking through more carefully what you're asking the public to give you.
I want to move on to cloud, but before we do, I got to ask you about the Open Government Initiative. One of the challenges that I think a lot of folks still have is, okay, yeah, we're open and I believe in that, but does this really help me do my job better? How is this not just another mandate that I have on me? Why going through all this time, energy, and effort?
Well, it's a great point, and we don't want it to be, again, thought of as a compliance exercise just to create transparency in government or to open up what looks like face painting broad participation. So I think the answer is, first of all, we don't want IT people running dialogues. We want the people that run the programs to run the dialogues. They have challenges in service delivery, timeliness, cost, process approvals. What can they do to engage a broader community to get ideas about how we could service you differently or better? So it's a culture shift. I think rather than thinking I have all the answers because I'm the expert in this area, I could be a policy expert or a program-specific expert, but on service delivery to my customer, I've got to reach out to the people that I'm servicing. And that's really what a lot of this is about.
And often you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's talk cloud for a minute because I know so much going on. In fact, it seems like almost every other week there's a major development in cloud. You guys pull back your RFQ on this issue. Give us an idea of where that stands.
Right. We did pull it back, and a lot of the rationale behind it was timing. That RFQ had been in the makes for almost 11 months. When it was put out, we were in our very early stages with Vivek on cloud computing strategies and models. The market was relatively immature. Agency understanding was at very elementary levels. I think a lot's happened in 11 months. So I think we decided to step back and say, you know, given the market changes that have occurred, given the agency sophistication, given the product diversification that's now out there in services, and given that industry's matured and the government's matured in its thinking, it's probably worthwhile to pull back, look and see whether the RFQ is still properly designed, whether we're meeting industry supplier needs, and whether we're meeting our customer, our agency customer needs. So that, I think it wasn't an easy decision, but it was one, it was the right decision to do to make sure that we're delivering the best procurement vehicles to the federal government.
So, do you have a timetable when we talk soon after that have been pulled back? Didn't really have a timetable yet. Are you getting closer to that?
Yep, I think so. We're pretty much ready to go. One of the things that I said when we pulled this back is that we would go out and talk to industry, and we will engage with the CIO community and broader to find out whether we are hitting the target for industry and we're hitting the target for the agency. So we have those sessions being set up, and I want to make sure we hear from those communities before we reissue this. So I think it's imminent. We'll do it in the next 30, 60 days, I think.
And what are some of the things that have changed? I mean, things have changed a lot in 11 weeks, let alone 11 months. So what are some of the things that have changed? How has this changed in that period? What's different now? Why pull it back?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is we're raising, for example, the security level for the infrastructure offerings. They were initially put at a low FISMA offering level. And that gets primarily solutions that are focused on public-facing data. But by raising it to the moderate level, we're raising the possibilities of how these solutions can be used for more mission-critical purposes. And I think that will broaden the scope tremendously. So that to me is a significant change. I think the basic offerings that we had out there in infrastructure storage, in hosting, and in virtualization are still the right ones in the infrastructure as a service space. And I believe if we have this calibrated right, we're going to see, I think, a significant take-up of the use of apps.gov for the provisioning of these services. The software offerings was our first foray into this. I think we've learned a lot from that exercise. We will go back and tweak the software side of the App Store as well. But I believe the infrastructure piece is a core fundamental service provisioning element of cloud computing. So I expect the interest will be pretty large. We also have people knocking on our door at GSA saying, when is this going to be put in place? So I think there's demand there.
You guys did a contest for USA.gov. Tell me a little bit about it. Didn't get as much attention as I think it deserved. Talk a little bit about what it was, why you did it, and how it turned out.
Yeah, well, we are redesigning USA.gov. It's the front page portal for all of government. And if you look at it, it looks like the front page portal of probably 5 to 8 to 9 years ago. So, you know, one of my objectives when I came in was let's give a fresh facelift to this, number one. And number two, let's make it usable. I mean, It is one of the most highly visited websites in government. It's wildly successful. Nothing broken with it. New look and feel is all we're talking about. And also turning it more into service delivery. How do I get a citizen to the service they need and not think so much of it being a linking site where I'm linking people to stagnant data documents and agency sites? So the redesign was, how do we do that? We solicited ideas through a video contest. We got some great videos back of people that, you know, told wonderful stories of how they used USA.gov. So we have gone through. We're picking a winner. We'll make an announcement. I think it's really cool to watch that in action. And other agencies are doing the same thing with some of their policy areas and redesign areas. Get input through a really cool mechanism like that. Opens a new door.